I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The recent mass shooting at a country music bar in Thousand Oaks, California, claimed the lives of 12 people. Greg Howe with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says some of their students were there.
They were students from Cal State Channel Islands, so we know of 7 or 8 students who were there. What happened a day or two after the shooting doubled down on the sense of trauma because the campus was closed due to the wildfires that were approaching campus. And so because of that multiplicity of issues, InterVarsity's response to campus crisis and to trauma then takes on a number of different aspects.
InterVarsity is helping traumatized students process and pray. Please join them in praying for those affected by the shooting and the wildfires in California to sense God's peace. And Arab Baptist Theological Seminary students are returning to Lebanon from their breaks. They have plenty of ministry stories of how their education impacted their work. Some students had enrolled in an ABTS International Peacebuilding Conference to learn how to launch peace initiatives in their country and neighborhoods. ABTS's Lo'ulwa El-Malouf.
One of the students, he shared that he was able to put up 14 sessions and he created 2 groups due to all that he learned from his experience. And he said that this helped him a lot in building relations with people who were from different faiths.
ABTS students primarily come from low-income households, support students through prayer and sponsorship so they can continue making a gospel impact in their backyards. Read more ministry stories from ABTS students at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.